Hi everyone, I'm Pavi, the founder of this movement called Gromance, and I'm so happy to have you here. If you're anything like me, you are also passionate about holistic health, spirituality, and technology. I coined this term Gromance for this passion, this love of falling in love with your ever-evolving self. It means you experience self-love and compassion at every step of your growth journey. You approach life with absolute passion and purpose and be that infinite learner. Welcome to my space, and I hope you stay a while and explore. I release solo episodes every week on Monday, sharing my journey and learnings, and occasionally bringing in experts to have conversation about their journey of Gromance. I have been guilty of searching for time management tips online and have experimented with multiple techniques. I planned my calendars, set a rigid time for my mornings, 9 to 5 job, and evenings, and tried the Pomodoro technique to name a few. While they seemed to work well for a short period of time, they weren't sustainable. They don't work the same way every day because every day your energy levels are different. Days, dates, and calendars are man-made, and so is the time that we are expected to work, that is our 9-to-5 work timing. But this ignores the fact that each of us have different energies. We need to honor them and practice being in tune with our natural flow of energy. In my previous episodes, I spoke about spiritual, emotional, and relational energies and why it's important to work with them to achieve best results. Going against them makes us experience a void, which is one of the ways our life gives us feedback. I recommend you to give those episodes a listen, as this energy series talks about the connection between these energies and how we can tap into them to maximize our productivity. In this talk, I will be focusing on mental energy. Your mental energy is tapped into when you are thinking, vision building, ideating, reading, or focusing on a task at hand. When they seem to come to you easily, that means you're tapping into your mental energy effectively. When you engage in activities that stimulate your mind, you are utilizing your mental energy. These activities can include puzzles, brain games, intellectual conversations, creating a product, formulating a business plan, financial modeling, and so on. All of these require brain energy, and when the natural flow of this energy happens, you feel you can be very creative. For some people, this can happen in the mornings after you wake up or after having breakfast, usually around 9 to 12. Personally, I also feel like I have a lot of mental energy to tap into in the mornings, especially after a cold shower in the morning. Studies have shown that sunlight plays a major role in upping your mood, so focusing on mental work when there is sunlight can be helpful. However, for some people, evenings or even late nights when it's calm and silent is when they can really tap into their mental energy. So you need to experiment and see what works best for you. Here are some tips that have worked for me for utilizing my mental energy to the fullest. Turning off my notifications and keeping my phone farther away from work was a game changer for me. I make sure to grab water and everything else I need before starting my deep dive work so that I don't get up during the middle of my work. I also set up specific blocks of time twice a day to check on emails and respond to them. Another thing I have been doing more recently is to set a time limit on apps on my phone to ensure I don't unintentionally spend more time on those. If you're wondering why all of this is important, it's because distractions are costly. Yes, a temporary shift in attention from one task to another, like stopping to answer an email or taking a phone call, increases the amount of time necessary to finish your primary task by as much as 25%. This process is known as switching time. Therefore, it is crucial to minimize and possibly eliminate distractions. Another thing that has helped me is finding the right workspace and environment. For most people, their work desk is the ideal place where they can tap into their mental energy. If you're in your bedroom or sitting on the couch, you may not feel like working, as those environments might be associated with other activities in your mind. Also, be aware of the lights, colors, and surroundings that may potentially distract your energy. For example, some people prefer working in white light as opposed to yellow light. In a day, you might only have a certain amount of mental energy, so it is vital to prioritize the top 3 or 4 important tasks to get done on that day. Often we tend to overestimate how much we can do. Following from the first point, you should also be ready to say no and set boundaries. By that, I mean if there are some meetings that you can move to a different day or some emails that you can respond to later, then let the involved people know you will get to it at a later point in time. You can even set up small blocks of time where you do not want anyone to be reaching out to you or pinging you. Self-awareness is also important to dedicate your mental energy to the right tasks. Know where you're spending your time and how you can optimize it. For example, at work, facing multiple requests, people asking you for support or resources can potentially be distracting. Instead, you can make them self-sufficient by redirecting them to the appropriate documentation and contacts instead of spending too much of your time on that. Another major factor that can help you maximize your mental energy is the food you eat. Certain foods are mood boosting, as some enzymes found in them boost your serotonin levels. On the contrary, sugar is associated with depression and anxiety. Too much sugar has been found to decrease a protein called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is involved in the development of depression and anxiety. There's also an emerging research that suggests that our gut plays an important role in mental health anxiety. The microorganisms in our gut can communicate with the brain and several systems that could play a role in depression and anxiety. And the composition of the gut microbiota is influenced by nutrition. Therefore, it is important to maintain a healthy gut and eat the right kinds of food for that. In my next episode on physical energy, I will be talking in detail about nutrition, what kinds of food you can eat to improve your mood and maintain a healthy gut. I will also talk about exercising and sleep quality and how they can help you fully tap into both your mental and physical energies. So stay tuned. If you're enjoying this energy series and found all these episodes valuable, please rate and review the Gromance podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can also subscribe and follow the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, and all other podcast platforms. Thank you all so much for listening and being here. This is your host, Pavi Deva, signing off.